Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing. Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have another program. And today is Wednesday, middle of the week, December 22nd, 2010. So our time is flying here. This year kind of went by fairly quickly. So we only have one more Wednesday in the year, everybody. So here we go. Wow. So talking about that, we have our special call coming on the 1st, January 1st, 2011. Have to write that down so I don't say 2010 for a whole year, you know. Remember, a lot of people do that when they write checks. The first month they have trouble sometimes with the date, so or the year anyway. So anyway, we're having our annual call here. It's $20, 1 o'clock PST. And you can sample the new energies coming in for the upcoming year, 1 month at a time. So let's bring in some energy here. So let's bring in some peace. So everybody bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, and we'll bring in some peace energy. And, boy, what can we bring in? I'll bring in the Star of Bethlehem. And we'll run the peace energy through that. So let's go down to the lightship insignia. And that's just a little bit below there. It's also underneath the BBS station numbers with the call-in numbers there. So you can go on that, click on it. We'll bring up the lightship insignia. And we'll bring in the peace energy. And then we'll also bring in, I think, one each of the 12 source energies. So this will be fun tonight. So here we go. Peace energy is coming through the Defense Fleet ship, the Star Bethlehem. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So enjoy that. Let's bring in the first energy of the 12 source energies. So here we go. And it's coming. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And just kind of enjoy that for maybe a half a minute here. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Bring in number 2 energy. And I'll use the word stronger this time. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And just kind of feel that energy in your heart center. Number 3, source energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And source energy number 4. I'll use the word stronger this time. So stronger, 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 and stronger. here we go. Source energy number 5 coming in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you happen to miss the beginning, we're bringing in the 12 source energies here. And this will also work on the archives. So you can just connect with the archives when they get up on BBS or even on our website here. So again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Source energy number 6. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Source energy number 7. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And feel the energy in your heart center. Should be very, very calming. Okay, and I believe we're on source energy number 8. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. You feel your tension leaving you. And it's goal number 9, source energy. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Source energy number 10. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, number 11. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the last energy here is number 12. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So just kind of enjoy that. And we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. So, Sylvia, are you out there somewhere?
Oh, yes, I am. Hello and welcome, everyone. Wow, that was amazing, experiencing the 12 source energies. And I'm sure that you're all really feeling that in your heart centers now. And, wow, Ron, that was just so strong and wonderful. It really felt like they were just coming in so I don't know. Does it seem like stronger than usual?
For me, it feels all the same. So
yeah,
myself, you know, and I'm sure that as they come in and they bring in the peace energy, each maybe like a slightly different flavor of peace than that could be, reacting to, relating to, maybe stress that people out there have had, maybe during the week or times, maybe the last month even. So as they come in, all of a sudden you start to feel this energy, and it puts you back into where you're supposed to be in the present moment, and you feel all the peace of these energies. So that's probably what I think people are feeling. Sometimes you might feel more of one energy than the other, and that's only because maybe that part of that energy that you've been used to feeling may have got blocked for some reason. Not necessarily your fault, but maybe it just wasn't resonant with you completely. Then when it comes in, then you really feel it. And then after you start feeling all the energies, then you become in oneness with all of them. So you may not really recognize too much of that. Or, if you're in that peaceful state, it may just reinforce the peace. Just depends where you are with the energy and how your body is reacting, because you are feeling an emotional response, because the emotional response that your body's feeling, and also a physical response, is because it's taken away the tension and the stuff that we deal with every day. So
yeah, it sure does, and it seems to me like it feels sometimes that there may be less in the way, and maybe that's because of the other clearings that you've been doing and the timeline crashing and all of that, and it feels like maybe there's just more of full access path there. It feels great. So you want to talk about that a little bit, about what's been going on in the clearings that you've been doing?
Yeah, the most recent one is the timeline crashing. And people have been seeing a lot of results from just going out in the world, watching people. People are now probably more at ease, thanks to everybody who has come on to do the timeline crashing. Because naturally, when you do the timeline crashing, you're affecting everyone on this planet that has connected to that timeline that you are on. So you could be dealing with, a million people on a timeline. And they all got abducted along with you, we'll say. And you're all in there living a fabricated timeline of darkness looking like light. And this is what these timelines are, And it's just kind of very unfortunate that we go through this experience here, that we're forced to do that. So that's what they are. So if you don't really understand it, we've had many, many TV programs, Stargate is one of them. And these energies are, where people travel in time, okay? Or they travel out of time to some other location. So that just means that they are now going into a different realm of experience. And they don't normally say that you could be doing this yourself without even knowing about it. And that's what happens. So they're doing it manually, with the time travel. There's also been, time travel experiments here, on this planet. I remember talking to somebody for bilocation a long time ago, and I could probably just mention this here. It's quite a while ago. So in the 70s, I believe this person said his father worked for Lockheed. And Lockheed was then, I guess they had like two buildings. So the one building, they would put something inside of it, a physical object. And then they would have it get transported. And the way he described it, it looked like kind of like a big microwave, sort of, Just picture the older style or the large style microwaves. Put this object in there. And then, maybe a block away they had another microwave. And I guess they would do what they do. And the object would appear in the other microwave. And he says, they had a problem at that time, and I don't know in the 70s what year it would be, but they said the problem was they tried putting animals in there, and somehow the animal would not come back the way it looked, okay, when it went in there. But they could do like a cup of coffee or something and transport that. They could do other physical objects and do that. But anything that was living had a problem then. So that was back in the 70s. So anyway, that's actually like time traveling. So now we have all these movies, you know, where we go and relocate, bilocate someplace, and you're traveling in time somewhere else. So it's nothing that's really too new to most people listening here. But you don't want to go to a timeline that you know nothing about. You know, if you, you know, say you went to your favorite store, you know, at Christmas time here, and we'll just say the one of the major stores, and I'll pick on one of the older ones, we'll say it's Radio Shack, okay? So you go into Radio Shack, and this year they have their brand new thing for $299, and this is their time travel box, okay? And you open this thing up, and maybe it looks like a shower curtain, and you put it up in your bathroom or something, and you put it in there, and you wrap it around you, and you push the buttons, and all of a sudden, you know, you're able to time travel someplace. Well, that would be kind of great. You know, as long as you had the matching piece somewhere else or you knew where you were going. But, you know, that could be a reality coming up. The TV programs talk about it like, you know, it's common. There's people doing timeline jumping, you know, which you have seen on TV. And, you know, that's kind of a reality. But when you get abducted and you don't know what timeline you're on and you think that you're always here, that's where the problem is. So the timeline crashing gets rid of these forced abduction timelines. And if you go back to a few of my shows, I'll say maybe 6 months ago, maybe 9 months ago, I was talking about driving your car into a billboard. You know, you're driving your car down a highway, a freeway, and you kind of yawn, you know, you feel just slightly different, an altered state maybe. Your ears pop, and it's like driving into a billboard with your car. Well, you're actually abducted, kind of like taking an off-ramp. And you're abducted. Now, what's in your place? You know, it'd be pretty weird if you had 20 cars ahead of you instantly disappear because they got abducted. And you go, holy shit, what happened to them? Well, what would happen is that they would just replace the car with a cloned model of what you have so that you're actually seeing, or the people around you are seeing you still being there. And then when you're abducted, you're on this timeline, and you could be driving your same car in the same situation. And then they're playing around with you because you're in their time reality. You're in their sandbox. And then they bring you back here maybe 5-10 minutes later. You wonder why your ears pop. You wonder why maybe your car jerked as it hit the ground, as you got full consciousness. Maybe you wondered why you're going to be hitting somebody next to you or why a horn is honking at you. And that's what that is all about. So the timeline crashings are very, very beneficial. $20 for a week, $60 for a month. And if you do a timeline, you type into there an emotional problem that you're dealing with. Because remember, they want to get the emotional energy from you. So they will cause some type of emotional situations in your life, and it can be a past problem. You know, whatever that is, everything ties into emotions here. And you do that, and I'd recommend doing a timeline for at least 10 times. You may want to do it 20 times. And then you can feel yourself getting better because that timeline that you were abducted to, alien abductions, are no longer there for you. And if you keep going on to maybe you do 100 of them for one issue, you should be pretty well. Remember, the aliens can sell bits and pieces of your timeline, of their timeline of you. And that's the way I kind of describe it, selling your real estate, you know, selling a piece of you. But anyway, that's the newest thing is the timeline crashing. People love it. Also, what we have on the website is the robotic clearing, which is very nice too. So you may want to check that one out. We have a new healing on, which is loneliness. So you may want to check that too if you feel, you know, just not the greatest now this time of year for some reason. So we put up the loneliness clearing free for people. And naturally, if you went into credit card debt or whatever, we have a overwhelm clearing, which could help you out. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, thanks for that great explanation about the timeline clearing. I feel like I understand so much more about how that works, and I'm sure everyone does too. And if you're just tuning in, Ron's talking about a clearing on his website, www.creationlightship.com, and that is the timeline crashing clearing. So it's awesome. So let's see what we have. We have a lot of people on the fast chat tonight, Ron, and many, many questions. So I'll just start picking them at random and reading them to you. So we have a question here from Hank. What is the Star of Bethlehem according to the light ship?
Yeah, that was one of the defense fleet ships that came to hold the space for Jesus to make sure that he would be born at that time frame. And very possibly, the protection of that, and also to let people know that something was happening. So that's what the Star of Bethlehem actually was. It was a light ship, defense fleet ship. And I'll bring in the energy for that. People love it. Here it comes. So I'll just sit back, relax, and this is all heart energy. So if you're trying to use your mind to figure this out, remember, words don't relate to the heart. So here we go. So just feel the energy of your body, because your body knows what it is. So I'm going to count to 10 to bring it in, then I'll use the word stronger to actually amp the energy up for you. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, it's here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So this energy will be with us for the whole show program here. And I'll leave it also for maybe an hour after that. We're an hour and a half, basically. So, and look, in fact, it's be basically an hour and 40 minutes. It'll be on, and this will also be on the archive. So if you're listening to an archive of the show right now, and you're probably going to be in either this, 2010 or 2011 or whatever, this will still work for you. So I'm going to bring it in some more for everybody. So stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. That feels good. Stronger and stronger. Okay, there we go. So back to you, Sylvia, and get the next question here.
Okay, well, I saw quite a few questions about the January call, and I think what happened is you were talking about it at the beginning of the show when people were popping on, and they maybe caught part of what you said, but not all of it. So for those, we probably have everyone on now, so could you just kind of do a recap on that special call that's coming up in January and let people know how they can get onto it?
Yeah, okay. It's a special once-a-year conference call. It's 3 hours in length, approximately, maybe just slightly longer. And we're going to be bringing in the energy that the Earth Spirit would like to have for the upcoming year from the light ship. So you're going to be feeling the ascension energies. And what a lot of people like to do is write down affirmations, what they may choose to want to have happen next year. So just write down 12 of those, maybe even a few more if you want, and then kind of match up the affirmation to the particular month. Now, remember that the light only works in the now. So even though I'm going to be bringing them in 1 month at a time, they may not exactly be for that month. They could maybe do 2 or 3 of these in 1 month, but I'll bring in 12 energies. But the light only works in the now, so I can't, guarantee 100% that each month will be that exact same energy. But hypothetically, this is what we're going to be having. So So, you know, it could be maybe the 12 energies will maybe come in within the first 6 months. That could be a possibility. Or maybe it may only have maybe 10 energies come in next year. But we'll do 12 of these, which are the ones that are right now kind of planned in a sense. I don't want to use that word because that sounds like it's in stone, but this is what the Earth Spirit is requesting for each month. So I can say that. And depending on how much healing the Earth Spirit does and integration with itself will determine when it chooses to change to the next energy, but they will be in sequential order. That I can guarantee. So anyway, it's a wonderful call, and people love it. And it's $20, and you get a lot of healing. So you're going to be on the light ship for that amount of time, too. That'll be on the 1st, which will be a Saturday. So you can pay for it on PayPal. It's $20, and you'll be sent the phone number and access code for that. So if you want to have a great experience, this is it. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, as I'm looking over the fast chat here, we have quite a wonderful community here. We've got people from all over. I see an Ed from Austria and a Pete from Australia, and a lot of people probably in that just haven't said where they're from, just giving their name on the fast chat. So anyway, hi and welcome, everyone. And if you have questions for Ron, you can go ahead and type them into the fast chat. Mine's just refreshing right now, so I'll pick up the next question in just a moment. We have a question about from guest about the freezing cold temperatures that are happening now in places even like Australia, even though it's their summer, and wondering if that can be due to the alien activity.
Yeah, that is always done. I just got an email today from a person. And it was like winter in Russia, so I didn't really, I opened it up to look at it, and holy cow, where it was, I don't know, okay? But the most shocking thing was to see this alien ship that was black with like a circle on the bottom of it, like almost on a roof. Maybe an apartment building, which I'll say, for what I can remember, maybe is 10 stories tall or something, okay? The gigantic things. Now, I have seen the same thing in tornadoes, okay? So that was pretty shocking. Naturally, they're always, a really dark gray, blackish-colored cloud with a hole in the bottom of it. Kind of looks like an air balloon, but, much worse. But, man, the weather there... on the top of the cars, what I saw, one of the cars anyway, had, it looked like about a 10, 15 foot, like a hat kind of going straight up. Kind of like a grain cellar, I guess, that you see across the farming communities here where they put grain in, you know. And it went straight up, like nice, almost perfectly formed sides, a little dome top on top of cars. And then to see the snow up probably like maybe 40 foot high on roads, on city street roads with buildings on both sides of it. People had to dig down underneath, probably 15 feet to get their car out. And so, I mean, it was just incredible to see the amount of snow that was in Russia. When the picture was taken, I don't have a clue, but there's quite a few of those. So, yeah, wow. I'm going to try to get that photograph of that alien ship on top of the building. Boy, I hate to live there. Bad enough when you can look up and you see them, maybe at 15 to 30,000 feet in the sky, but one being right on top of your building is pretty awful. Boy, they're having a field day for abductions there. So, yeah, our weather patterns here on this planet are caused by the aliens. What I was working with the last couple of days look like jellyfish energy, slimy stuff, kind of like petroleum jelly. And this stuff was out there a little ways outside of the Earth with the ships attached to it, maybe the orbs or whatever, but that's what's controlling the weather patterns here. So working with that off and on, very, very, very negative energy because they don't want to release that, the weather patterns that's so awful here. But anyway, that's what's there. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so wanted to say thank you to Jill on the Fast Chat for sharing about your success with the timeline crashing and the self-empowerment clearings and the December 8-hour calls. And there's some really beautiful comments about experiencing bliss and creativity blocks gone and able to enjoy my music again. So thank you very much. That's great to hear. And let's see what else is here. Yeah, I think, Ron, I saw that picture, too, of the ship on the building in Russia, and it was just so obvious exactly what it was in the picture. It was barely even cloaked, so that was pretty alarming. Okay, so we have a question about needing more ideas for the timeline crash issues. So any suggestions for that?
No, just figure out your emotional situations. You can go into feelings, you know, and put in feelings on those timelines. Normally, after you start clearing yourself out, which stops the abductions, which could stop your dreams, okay, from happening, you know, you'll start feeling more peace, and you're going to feel more physical space around you. So this is what people are seeing. You're going to, you know, out there you might feel, sense people being happier because you're doing them a big favor by crashing the timeline. So if you want to do anything for humanity here, that's it. Do the timeline crashing. And it's for emotional issues. And so when you crash the timeline, it could take anywhere from a couple minutes to maybe a couple hours or so. So know that your body will be having a rock and roll period as you get bounced back and forth, you know, on the timelines because you're going from one timeline to another. So it's very important to note that, you know, to only do at the most four at one time. People will say, can I do a whole bunch of these? Man, you don't know what you're asking for your body. So some people actually have got sick. They had to throw up, okay, because it was so awful because the body was having such a reaction to it. So, you know, I would not recommend doing more than four. You know, that would be the limit that I would recommend doing. And if you have an issue that you've had for your whole life, then you probably want to do maybe 20 timelines. I'd recommend doing at least 10 per issue. And keep them going. And once you complete maybe the 10 or even the 20, then that might trigger the next issue that you want to clear. Okay? So you have to keep examining yourself, and that will determine where you are with the different issues to clear. So that's how it works. And so one issue will trigger another one because they're kind of linked together. They're right sitting next to each other, different issues of whatever you're dealing with. And so you're just going maybe a little deeper on the issue, but it'll have a different name to it. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have a couple of healing requests on the Fast Chat, Ron. One is from Happy, requesting healing for dizziness and pain.
Okay, boy. Dizziness. Well, we'll first do a clearing for pain, see if that helps the dizziness. So here we go. Think of an issue that you may have had maybe in the last week with physical pain. And here we go. See what we can do for you on this here. And these are just sample healings. If you want to know why people have a difficult time healing, on the top of the website, creationlightship.com, I have a drop-down box there. And I think that's up there also about healings with people. and what, how deep you have to go to have the healing done by going into past generations and stuff. But here we go. We'll see what we can do for right now for pain. So I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy. And everybody, just think of a pain that you have. This is how the healings work. You must specify what you'd like to have worked on, because the light always sees you in pure divine perfection. They don't judge you. So you have to judge yourself to have them work on you. Here we go. You're just exchanging one reality to another. That's how the healings work. So they don't see anything wrong with your pain if you have pain. You just want to have less pain, maybe, or no pain. And you're just exchanging, swapping the reality of consciousness that you created for pain for another one, just another experience. But you want to have maybe a better experience at it. Or maybe you want more pain. That would be maybe better, too, if you want to have more. That's up to you. Remember, the light doesn't judge where you are. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just see how that is feeling for you. And we have a question here from Joseph about maybe getting on the call, if you can send a check, money order, or cash or something. Yeah, any one of those will work. Just let me know. Send me an email. And once you're sending it, then I'll know that. I'll just maybe give you a phone call and give you the codes on it. I do that with a lot of people who don't have PayPal. So that works fine. No problem whatsoever. And let's do a clearing now for dizziness, in case you still have that. So we'll do a right brain balancing. So be like part of the mental clearing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, as you were talking about that, Ron, I was wondering if dizziness and, you know, kind of feelings of spinning can be caused by not being in your body properly, or being out of your body and just not being centered in your body correctly.
Okay, yeah. Let's take people and put them in their body properly. So here we go, everybody. I'm going to take you on and put you back in right. I'll just count to five. So you're going to feel your body shift if you're wrong. One, two, three, four, and five. So that means that your spirit was in your body, maybe facing the wrong way, upside down or whatever. So you should feel better right now. And we'll increase your life force energy a little bit, bring more of you back into your body. This is parts that left you throughout your lifetime. So here we go, collecting the parts of you. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
All righty. Well, we have one more healing request on the fast chat, and that is for from Chile, from I'm not sure where, but asking if you can do a clearing for sneezing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, try that, I guess. Yeah, I don't know if that'd be, what would be causing that? That could be kind of interesting. So here we go.
Maybe there's critters in people's noses, you know, the ones that, you know, the ones that kind of attach themselves and crawl around in on the sinuses.
Yeah, and maybe it's an alien critter.
Yeah.
Need some hot peppers, Chili.
Yeah, get them out of there.
Get rid of some alien critters here out of your nose, okay? So these are like little worm energies. If everybody's wrinkling their nose up, they're starting to move now probably. So here we go. Alien life form removal. This is the parasitic life forms. This is $30 for the month, I think $10 a week. Here we go. So count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, well, I'm yawning, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. Back to you, Sylvia.
All righty, and let's see. Alexander is making a request for a healing for people making us feel guilty.
Okay. Wow, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Okay. Think of a guilt that you have. You only have one of them, so just think of something that makes you feel guilty. You might want to do the self-empowerment clearing. That one might nip a lot of that in the bud. But here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And let's see. Got a question here. It looks like from Tina. When clearing timelines, oops, just blinked off. Have a hard time reading. How can you tell if you need to remove alien God timelines? Yes, I would always do that. Or maybe just devote maybe a day of doing that for you, okay? With an issue, possibly. Or just see if you can get rid of those timelines that are affecting you. You could maybe just type in possibly like... Well, guilt would be good. That's what the alien gods want you to do is guilt. You know, there you go. Did you give enough money to get healed, you know, from going to church? Maybe you need another nickel to get your healing, you know, from the fake Jesus, you know. So, or the God that's, you know, causing you troubles. And we do have the fake Jesus up here. That's where I kind of got that from. So we'll get rid of the... fake false Jesus on the timelines here. So we'll just pick one of these timelines that they manifest this energy on in mass consciousness so that you may have that influence happening to you when you think about it. Remember, they work all different ways. So here we go, the fake Jesus timeline. So I'm going to start to crash. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, this one will be crashing for a while, so this could be an hour-long timeline crash as they start working with these. They'll probably crash about 5 timelines, okay? So... better do a couple more here so we can get a set in motion. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, it'd be interesting to crash a timeline when somebody's at church. Somebody thinks they're being awakened, you know. God's communicating with them as their body starts to shake. Anyway, so
yeah.
I see the light. It's here. Jesus fell off the wall. Anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, let's see. Let's pick up some of these questions about the timelines. There's a question from Lynn. Does emotional energies create timelines?
Yes and no, okay? Number one, the aliens need to live off your energy, so they create many timelines to abduct you onto to cause you physical pain or trauma or whatever it is through dreams and every other thing that you probably cannot even imagine. But once you're on the timeline, then they know that the body and your spirit reacts to things, so this is what they do to you. So, yes. Now, if you have an emotional issue, let's just say that, for instance, you're having a wonderful day and somebody does something to you, okay? And now you become really angry at that person. You start yelling at them or whatever. Well, anything to say, hey, man, we got to get a timeline created for this person. Let's abduct her now because she's leaking all this emotional energy, not only on the earth here, on one timeline. Let's put her into 100 timelines for him, okay? So now you're still having the same exact play going on in 100 timelines, and man, they just love sucking that energy out of you. Kind of like having a drink with a straw in it. Man, they all have the straw in you, okay? And they're just loving that energy because now they found an emotional issue that you reacted to, and they didn't cause it. Maybe you caused it yourself by not being in the moment, because everything emotional is from the past, because you have a judgment on something. And, you know, you weren't treated right, you didn't do the right thing. You know, that's basically what it's kind of about, you know. Things are recycling, and, you know, maybe you made a mistake on something, so this is how it works. So then they abduct you instantly and take you on that timeline. They can cause you to even get worse, you know. So you don't know what you're doing on that timeline. What are they doing to you on it? Maybe there's a conversation going on to push more of your buttons there, but down here you don't know what's happening, and now you get violent, you know. That could be a possibility, too. So, yes, it does work both ways. But normally what they have, first of all, is they'll abduct you because you already have the program running in you. You already have something. So they go up there and do that to you. May not be happening here, but your body will respond. And you may wonder why. Maybe you're all of a sudden crying one day. You don't know why you're crying. Well, maybe you're being tortured, you know. Maybe they had your dog or cat die on that timeline. You feel very sad. You know, this is what they do. They have complete control of you. So this is why you want to do timeline crashings. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so Pete from Australia is asking if the timelines connected to you are intertwined, and will removing one of them affect another of them?
Well, they are connected through tangents, yes. Remember, one timeline could go into maybe a 100 or so other timelines. So they are connected that way. As far as, that's if you're sold on that timeline. As far as timeline one connecting to timeline two, I would say more than likely not, because each alien race, say, owns one timeline at a time on you, okay? But they can sell you in that timeline. So I don't think that you're going to be crossing over multiple timelines at one time. But you could have a tangent timeline from that timeline. So when you get bounced back here from timeline one, then timeline two goes into effect. And then after that, then timeline three goes into effect. I don't think they can put you on two timelines at once, okay, by two different alien races. Although you are on one timeline here that they created, but the other ones are what they abduct you onto. Remember, when you're on a timeline, you're not here. There's a clone of you here that looks real to you and everybody else. And you do hang on to that consciousness some way, so you know what happened. Remember, clones hang on to maybe the last 2 weeks of information. That's all that they need. So you will have recall what's going on when you finally come back here and of what you've done. And some people, they say, yeah, I don't know what happened the last 10 minutes. Well, that's because you may not know, because that information is blocked on those alien timelines. And what was here was a clone of you. So there's no information. When you come back, you go, wow, that time went away really quick, you know. What happened to me? I don't remember doing anything. You know, maybe you felt like you were a zombie or something, or you didn't even feel anything, but the clock moved ahead, and then you came back. And you go, I must have just dozed off or something, you know, how stupid of me. Or gee, I missed that freeway off ramp, you know. How could I possibly do that? I knew about it. Or I missed that subway stop. Or, you know, where's my car keys? I had them 10 minutes ago. Where are they now? You know, where's my purse? So anyway, that's what happens. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so next we have a request from Bonnie for a shapeshifter removal.
Okay. Boy, a shapeshifter, huh?
Kind of intense.
I'll talk about a shapeshifter.
Okay.
Shapeshifter is some kind of alien life form, whatever it looks like, it's hard to say, that's living inside of your body, maybe like in the back seat, okay? Back seat on the bus. And it only comes forward once in a while. But it's still living with you because it can kind of sense what life is like here. So it's riding in the back seat of your bus. And now sometimes it wants to become the driver or come to the very front. Well, when it comes to the front, if you see somebody that looks kind of weird, maybe their eyes change colors, different type of eyes completely. Maybe you look at them and they got a long snout or their skin looks kind of roughed up like scales. Maybe you see a different color on them. Maybe you see an auric field of this big monster in front of you. That's because they came forward, okay? And then, you know, as a viewer, as you look at them, at this person, you know, because this life form is not common to you, you know, on a daily day basis, you might kind of do a double take by looking at them. And then at that time, the shapeshifter knows that it was spotted. So now it goes to the back of the bus. It's no longer the driver. And so it'll pull all this energy back to itself. And that's what they do. So we'll release one shapeshifter. How many you have? I don't know. But here we go. Well, this is up to your spirit to release one of these here. If everything works through your spirit, so we'll just put some energy to help your spirit do this here. Get the light ship here, the defense fleet ship, because these things a lot of times are pretty strange. And we'll bring up the darkness to light clearing. So if they wish to come into the light, maybe they came into you because they want to go to the light. They have no way of doing that. So this is a way you can do that too. Here we go. The healing is up and working. I'll count to 10 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm yawning. These some are going to the light. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, got a question about crashing entities and ETs. Nope, you can't do that. An emotional issue. That's what this page is for. You can't put ETs in there. You can't put in anything other than yourself, what you're dealing with as far as an emotional problem. So that's what it's used for. And it's written that way on the landing information page. You want to crash emotional situations and problems that you're dealing with. So just find the emotion that you have, okay? So back to you, Sylvia. And if you put something else in, it's not going to work. So that's why I'm saying it. Don't waste your time putting an alien race in there or maybe a government official or something like that. This is for you, okay? Dedicated to you. Or you can put somebody else in there if you want to pay for their clearing and work with them also. But it's an emotional situation that you or someone else is dealing with, and you must do one at a time. So if you sign up for the clearing for yourself, then that's all it's going to work for is you. The next clearing would be for somebody else, so you want to do that over again for them. And you can do two screens. You're going to have one clearing for yourself, get another clearing for somebody else, put them on your screen, and you can put the same issue on each one. So if you're married, and we'll say you want to put your husband or wife in there, then you might be able to get common issues between the two of you resolved. And if you do it with two people that live together, we'll say, or people that are in association with each other, like maybe, say, a your mother and you, or something like that. Then maybe do 20 timeline crashes. Because maybe, say, your mother has an issue about you with something, okay? Well, that issue's in you also is coming, you know, which may be dormant. You may not know it, but it came from her with her thoughts, because her thoughts are in you also, because it's the same genetics. So do that same issue for both of you. And I'd say probably do it 20 times and just see what happens. So that's what it's for. And I always do the darkness to light clearing if you do anything with shapeshifters or other life forms that are inside of you that you know nothing about, because they could come to you and you could feel like you're being attacked or things crawling around because they may want to go to the light. So do that clearing. It's helped a lot of people, and it's a free clearing. So back to you, Sylvia. And our next show also will be this coming Friday, and it'll be at 6 o'clock Pacific time, and that'll be on the 24th. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we actually are a minute over our time tonight, so anything you want to say real quick about before we close off?
No. If you don't see us on Friday, if you celebrate Christmas, you know, then have a wonderful time doing that. And just remember the peace and joy. You may want to do the Be Here Now clearing, you know, on the website so you can become more present. And you can also tune in to the 12 Source Energies with the Lightship Insignia on. And we'll probably be doing a lot of clearings about Jesus or from Jesus on Friday. We'll see what comes out of the hat here. So it'll be probably just a wonderful program. And it will still work on the archives, too. So if you can't come on, then come back into the archives and see what it's like. So I'll say blessings to all of you. And we have our call this coming Sunday, the 8-hour call. And I'll say blessings to all of you, everybody. See you later. Thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everyone. Blessings.